Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3. Be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now here's your host, Scott Miller.
Welcome to this edition of the Pickin' Porch. Miller in the Morning here, in the Pickin' Porch, or I should say on the Pickin' Porch. My good friend Josh Bearden is here. Josh, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. You know, I had a remark as soon as Josh got here. He's got a beautiful, beautiful guitar, and that is natural finish. That's not a shellac job or anything like that. It's the way guitars probably were made a long time ago. Beautiful Martin guitar. What model is that?
It is a Martin X series.
Wow.
It's a what they call the Grand Performance series.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's a beautiful sounding guitar.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I don't believe I've ever seen a Martin that had a cutaway like that on there. So I don't know a whole lot about guitars. Just whatever I can get at the Hawk Shop, you know. Josh, why don't you favor us with a song this morning, buddy? Go ahead.
All right. Riding down the road in my pickup truck, looking out my window, wishing I had a run of good luck. It all looks the same since I left here. Over there's that country store where I bought my first beer. It's just a trip around home, a place under the sun. It was where my daddy taught me how to shoot a gun. Wish I was drinking with my buddies round here, or sitting in the woods shooting me a big old deer. With the radio on, an old country song. Man, I love this trip around home. Mama's on the porch in a rocking chair. Y'all come in, supper's done, wash your hands before the prayer. Me and Dad come in, he removes his hat. We didn't have much on the table, but he gave us all he had. It's just a trip around home, a place under the sun. It was where my daddy taught me how to shoot a gun. Wish I was drinking with my buddies round here, or sitting in the woods shooting me a big old deer. With the radio on, an old country song. Man, I love this trip around home. Seemed like yesterday met a simple girl. Little did I know that she would be my whole world. We moved off to start a family of our own, and now she's riding shotgun on this trip around home.
I'm assuming that's a Josh Bearden original, right?
Yes, sir. It's the title track off my first album, Trip Around Home.
Man, that's a beautiful song. So what do you use for inspiration? I mean, you just get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to write a song about this or that. What do you do, buddy?
Well, I have different theories and different ideas and different influences. All my life as a child, I wanted to write my own songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm a product of the 90s, So I grew up watching Garth and Alan Jackson and George Strait and Hank Williams Jr. And I watched all them guys write their own stuff, and I didn't think that I was a songwriter. I wasn't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got into school and started writing some poems. And I figured, man, tough guys don't write poems. So as I got older, I started venturing out into songwriting. And but I'm the world's worst if somebody pops a one-liner off.
That gives you inspiration.
That'll trigger it every time.
Yep.
And you know, it's very bad because I got a good friend of mine named John Kinsey, and he's from Alabama, and he does the same thing I do. And we'll be talking on the phone, and he'll say something. I'm like, dude, I'm stealing that from you.
Ah.
Or I'll say something to him, and he'll say, dude, I'm stealing that from you.
That's great.
So, I mean, that's just what we do.
Well, I was told a long time ago, you know, anybody can do somebody else's songs, but writing your own songs, that's because you got to put yourself out there, man. You just you got to, you know, people will know more about Josh Bearden because of the stuff he writes than if you were sitting there singing some Hank Williams Sr. songs, you know.
Yeah.
But are you with a band or what are you doing, Josh?
I'm just a solo artist. I hire guys. If I need a full band, I'll hire guys to come play. I send them a set list. We may rehearse, we may not, and we'll go play a show. 90% of the time, we don't rehearse.
I'm going to say, it always sounds better when you don't rehearse. You're not it thinking
does.
About it, yeah.
It does. We're just up there on the fly. The past 2 years, I've probably done 80% just solo acoustic shows.
Wow.
And I've traveled Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and just went around and played my songs and played other people's songs and had fun.
Can you favor us with another tune?
You want to hear another one of mine?
I play whatever, man. I love it. You're a great writer, man. I'm digging it.
I wrote this one right here about my mom and daddy. Hope y'all like it. Where's a trucker hat, drives an old Ford truck, spits back her on the ground. He's got calloused hands, an old pair of boots that look like a hand-me-downs. He's a working class out breaking his back. He's a working class breaking his back for a paycheck Friday night. He works hard all day for an honest pay, doing what he thinks is right. He's a working class out breaking his back. She holds his hand, she cooks and cleans, patches his wore out jeans, tucks the kids at night, sings them songs and tells them little nursery rhymes. She's a working class out breaking her back. She's a working class breaking her back for no paycheck Friday night. She works hard all day for their loves or pay, doing what she feels is right. She's a working class out breaking her back. They're working class breaking their back for a paycheck Friday night. They work hard all day for an honest pay, doing what they think is right. They're working class out breaking their back.
I assume that song's called Working Class, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who are some of your musical heroes as you're growing up? Who did you want to emulate?
Okay. Musical influences. As a child, I listened to all spectrums. I was Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Beach Boys. My dad liked that kind of stuff, so I wanted to be like my dad.
He had an eclectic taste in music,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. And so then, as I got a little bit older, he turned me on to Randy Travis and George Jones and Merle Haggard. And in my teens, it was more, I started listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band,
And I started learning how to play guitar and seen this guy on Channel 3 News. We didn't have cable back then. We had antenna.
Yeah.
So Channel 3 NBC did a special. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. They did a special right before the CMAs the next night. And I seen this crazy guy with a cowboy hat on and a big yet loud shirt, big blue loud shirt. And it was Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And I told my dad, I said, that's what I want to do. And he said, you and everybody else, son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and so Garth turned into probably the biggest, like, inspired me to do what I do now.
You know, Garth is the one that we can say is responsible for every town now has three country stations. Before, you had one country station. I grew up where I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. We didn't even have a country station. We had to go to Akron, tune in Akron, Ohio, the rubber city, to get a country station. Because of Garth and his popularity, as you said, everybody wanted to be Garth. And God bless him. I remember Garth saying that he would never, this is back in the 90s, he would never charge more than $20 for a ticket for a show. And he held the prices down and everybody came. He had to do three or four shows a night, you know, when he, per city. And he pretty much is a big influence. A lot of people say, well, he's ruined it for country music. I said, I don't think so. No, he brought more people to the party.
Yeah, he put country music on the map. A lot of people don't. I've noticed, because I was one of them world's worst. I ain't playing nothing but traditional country music.
Right.
And I ain't playing nothing but, you know, classic country. And you have to evolve if you're going to be an artist. And all Garth did was evolved country music. And he opened the door for guys like me.
Right.
And guys like the guys from the 2000s and the 2010s, like Al Dean and Luke Bryan and even Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs now, they all, Garth opened that door in the 90s. He, Randy Travis and George Strait got us to the door. Right. Garth just kicked it in.
Open.
Yeah. He just kicked it open.
Yep.
And it gave people with who, because I'm as a product of the 90s, the grunge rock movement hit. And you hear it now coming out of country music some, you know, there's a little bit of that grunge rock movement. And so, I mean, all Garth done was showed us that we could take all styles of music and turn it into what we are. And if we're country, because that's how we are, then it's country music.
Right, right. Well, that is awesome. I'm glad you feel that way, because that's pretty much the way I feel about the industry, too. Favor me with another song, man.
All right.
Oh,
from the mountains of North Georgia to the highways of Tennessee, the hills of the Carolinas and every river in between. Going across this country on an old beat-up bus, riding around town to town, just good old boys like us. And I'm far away from home, and I'm singing this lonesome song. Without a care at all, and I'm still far away from home. Stage lights, bar fights, sipping whiskey and feeling right, playing the songs the crowd wants to hear. With this lucky dog guitar ringing in my ears, and I'm far away from home, and I'm singing this lonesome song. Without a care at all, and I'm still far away from home. And I'm far away from home, and I'm stinging this lonesome song. Without a care at all, and I'm still far away from home. And I'm 400 miles from home, and I'm singing this lonesome song.
What's in the future for Josh Bearden?
Well, as of right now, if anybody follows me on any kind of social media, or I've been nominated for the International Singer-Songwriter Association.
I was just going to bring that up, man. That's an honor, man.
It is. My second album, Not Looking Back, won Silver Album of the Year last year.
Wow.
And so I'm up for 5 categories this year, and they're going to announce the finalists May 2nd, and that's when it goes to a panel of judges.
Okay.
And they determine the winner. And last year I got to be a part of the Joes. I was nominated. My first album, Trip Around Home, was nominated for Traditional Country Album of the Year for the Josie Awards.
Wow.
And they had it at the Grand Ole Opry. So the future Josh Bearden, man, is trying to, number one, I'm just playing shows. Like next Saturday, April 22nd, I'll be at Grindstone Tavern in Rock Springs, Georgia. And I'll name another good date everybody can. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, I'll be up in Teleco Plains at Ironworks Grill for the Cinco de Mayo. And that's always a fun place to play.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd's great there. Food's amazing. But, yeah, just playing shows. And I'm working on a 4th album. I'm writing new stuff as we speak. I've wrote 2 right now, and one of them's a play on words. But I got one that's called History, and it's, if you look at the way I spelled it, it's H-I-S.
His story, huh?
His story.
Yeah.
And like the punchline says, it's her story. It's her story to tell, but it's a history.
Yeah.
And then I wrote another one that was inspired called She's at the Beach and I'm at the Bar.
Ooh,
and,
I like it already.
Yeah. She, the girlfriend told me one day, I talked about winning the lottery. She said, you win the lottery. She said, possession's 9/10 of the law. She said, I'll have the money.
Yeah.
She said, I'll be at the beach and you'll be at the bar.
There's an inspiration right there,
that was
right?
It. I said,
there
I'm
it
taking
is.
It.
He's
I'm
writing a song. It. He's writing
and,
a song.
So I've got it wrote, and I've sent it to my record producer, Donnie Hammonds, at After Dark Studios in Cartersville. And we're going to start recording the 4th album. I'll probably release it sometime next year.
Well, make sure we get a copy of it, my friend.
You will, my friend.
All right. Why don't you favor me with a classic country song taking us out here?
Okay? All right.
Something you might have heard on the radio.
Something I might have heard on the radio.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to play you a song from one of my influences. Is that all right?
Yeah.
This old highway is getting longer. Seems there ain't no end in sight. Sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. Got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called my house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold, and I'm much too young to feel this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole, and I'm much too young to feel this damn old. The competition is getting younger. Tougher Bronx, you know I can't recall. A worn out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold, and I'm much too young to feel it's damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole, and I'm much too young to feel it's damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
You've been listening to The Pickin' Porch. Our special guest, Josh Bearden. And Josh, it's a pleasure having you here. Best of luck to your songwriting career.
Thank you.
And we want to get you back here in a couple of months, man. When you after you get a couple more awards under the belt,
yeah,
yeah, come on back and bring that unfinished guitar with you. All right,
I will.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review the Pickin' Porch Podcast. Heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country Q97.3 99.3.